dancing cowboys and good-hearted women. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
She walks in the Smokies one hip at a time, like a broken field runner slipping through the line. He likes the way she looks, so he calls a little wife, says, "Don't wait up for me, I'll be working late tonight." Wife hangs up the phone, bursts into tears, calls her sister up and cries, "Get over here." Sister tells her boyfriend, "Be back in a while." Boyfriend wants a beer, the store is just a mile. He leaves the motor running, he'll only be a minute. His car drives away with teenagers in it. The driver tells his buddies, "Got one life to live." They scream into the night, "Let's get it over with." Cause and effect, chain of events, all of the chaos makes perfect sense. When you're spinning round, things come undone. Welcome to Earth, third rock from the sun. The kid guns a gas car, starts to swerve, heads for a semi-truck, jumps the curb. Truck hits a big boy in the Shoney's parking lot, who flies through the air, takes out the bank clock. Clock strikes a light pole, transformer sparks, lines go downtown, goes dark. Waitress calls a cop, says she saw it all, swears a giant alien has landed at the mall. Cops ring up the mayor, says there's panic in the streets. We hate to wake you up, but we can't find the chief. Mayor says use your head if he ain't in his car. He's hiding from his wife down at Smokey's bar. Cause and effect, chain of events, all of the chaos makes perfect sense. When you're spinning round, things come undone. Welcome to Earth, third rock from the sun. Cause and effect, chain of events, all of the chaos makes perfect sense. When you're spinning round, things come undone. Welcome to Earth, third rock from the sun. Welcome to Earth, third rock from the sun.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Funeral services today for Hirsch Goldberg Poland, the 23-year-old kidnapped on October 7th. He and five others held for more than 300 days before being murdered by Hamas, their bodies retrieved from a tunnel under Rafah.
Analysts tell ABC News their deaths show Hamas is running out of resources and may be running out of room in those tunnels after months of Israeli advances. Prime Minister Netanyahu accuses Hamas of refusing to negotiate after the killing of one of the group's top leaders in July. Now the U.S. reportedly plans to present a, quote, take-it-or-leave-it deal in the coming weeks. The Washington Post reporting, if Israel and Hamas fail to accept the deal, it could mark the end of U.S.-led negotiations.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. Thousands of hotel workers, many for Omni, Hyatt, and Hilton chains, on strike in eight cities. Talks between their union and the hotel owners broke down last week. Showing how important Pennsylvania is in the November election, President Biden and Vice President Harris both taking part in Pittsburgh's Labor Day parade today. This is ABC News. Federal investigators on the scene of a deadly small plane crash in Oregon.
A small plane crashing and killing three people. The twin-engine Cessna going down Saturday morning in Fairview, about 15 miles east of Portland, close to a regional airfield. The local fire chief confirming three people killed. The pilot, a passenger, and someone inside their own home. Julia Ritchie Cody says her sister lives two houses away.
My sister's lost her home. It's going to take a long time to recover from this. The plane also took down power lines, starting a small brush fire.
That's ABC's Perry Russum. Contract fight between DirecTV and Disney, parent of ABC News, means Disney channels like ESPN and ABC have gone dark for millions of DirecTV subscribers. And Scottie Scheffler's golf game is paying off. Winning the Tour Championship won him $25 million and pushed his season earnings over $60 million. Being Scheffler's caddy, not too bad either. He earned about $5 million this year. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
A Gain Scent Bead story. Jim was at the laundromat when he heard, his ear said, "Maraca, senor," but his nose said, "Hey, freshest scent ever." Following his nose, Jim found a man pouring a bottle of Gain Scent Beads into the washer. The scent, the freshness. Jim blurted, "Sir, your scent Maraca smell amazing." Actually, Jim, most noses call them Gain Scent Beads. Try Gain Scent Beads, way fresher than detergent alone.
I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter, so help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV, and there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Ayllon. Democratic vice presidential candidate Tim Walz and his wife Gwen are campaigning in Milwaukee on this Labor Day. Meanwhile, both presidential campaigns continue to focus on Wisconsin as former President Donald Trump returns to the state Saturday afternoon for a rally at Central Wisconsin Airport in Mosinee. A 21-year-old woman was shot and killed in an apartment in downtown Whitewater late Friday night. Police say the victim, identified as Cara Welsh of Plainfield, Illinois, got into a fight with a 23-year-old man prior to the shooting. The man was arrested and is being held in the Walworth County Jail. And if you went to a Northwoods League baseball game this season, your data might have been stolen. The league, with several Wisconsin teams, announced last week a hacker got into its online ticket system and got access to names, emails, phone numbers, and credit card numbers. The league says they've patched the breach. Ted Ayllon, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
At Fleet Farm, we're proud to offer everything you need for everyday life. We're even prouder to offer it at the best prices guaranteed. Like Sprout Sweet Mix for Livestock, on sale for $9.29. Or 2.5 gallons of diesel exhaust fluid, everyday low priced at $6.99. And if you happen to find a lower price, we'll match it. Any day, every day. Fleet Farm's got everything you need for everyday life at the best prices guaranteed.
1 in 4 people aged 65 or older has a fall each year. Don't be one of them. The Pepin and Buffalo County ADRC is presenting a Stepping On workshop, an evidence-based workshop that focuses on fall prevention tips and tricks. Participants hear from experts on how to identify and remove fall hazards. Stepping On can help you avoid a dangerous and costly fall so you can keep doing the things you love to do. Classes meet weekly for 7 weeks, starting September 18th in Pepin. Call the ADRC of Buffalo and Pepin Counties to sign up or learn more about this free workshop.
Jake from State Farm. I just beat my running PR, so I'm celebrating with the Banana Bonanza smoothie.
Hey, and you can keep celebrating when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. Go bananas.
I will. Hey, make it a large.
Bundling. Just another way to save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Hi, I'm Rachel, and I have a serious heart condition called hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, or HCM. Some symptoms include being short of breath, feeling tired, or having dizziness or chest pain. I still had symptoms on my beta blocker, so I asked my cardiologist about any treatment advances. It was a breakthrough for me. That's why I'm working with Bristol-Myers Squibb to raise awareness about HCM and to help others like me. Talk to your cardiologist today and visit hcmrealtalk.com for more information.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny today. We're headed to 74 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at only around 5 or so miles per hour. Tonight it'll be clear with a low of 50. Tomorrow sunshine 77. On Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high of 81. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with all of your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
Radio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Played his guitar on the harder side of town, where it's hard for a poor boy to find the money. He had dedication, he had the heart and soul, somehow knew he was born to play. People said, get a real job, support your family, cause there's no future in the road you're taking. He never said a word, the dreamer just kept on. Late at night you could hear him sing. He said, I'm gonna be somebody. Top. But now he's number one on the stage and the radio. Still he can't believe how people come from miles around, when it seemed like only yesterday. He would say, I'm gonna be somebody. The same old hungry eyes looked up at Bobby and said, I'm gonna be somebody. One of these days I'm gonna break these chains. And I'm gonna be somebody someday. You can bet your heart.
With nothing more I guess that's how I got where I am. Going anywhere as fast as I can. And I'm a little past Little Rock, further down the line. Too soon to know what's up ahead, too late to change my mind. I gotta keep my heart out of this and both hands on the wheel. I'm learning more with every mile, just how leaving feels. It's a lonely stretch of blacktop out into the blue. Don't know where I'll go or what I'll do. I'm a little past Little Rock, but a long way from over you. Lights on the highway disappear into the dark. And if I could have it my way, I'd go back to where you are. Oh, but I can't turn this thing around, and nothing short of breaking down is gonna get me off this road I'm on. Oh, and I'm still a far cry from gone. And I'm a little past Little Rock, further down the line. Too soon to know what's up ahead, too late to change my mind. I gotta keep my heart out of this and both hands on the wheel. I'm learning more with every mile, just how leaving feels. And it's a lonely stretch of blacktop out into the blue. Don't know where I'll go or what I'll do. I'm a little past Little Rock, but a long way from over you. I'm a little past Little Rock, but a long way from over you.
Go Pepin Alma Eagles. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Mother Nature wouldn't make a mistake. And what really turns me on is the shape. So what really turns me on is the shape.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Neil McCoy and The Shake here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Monday morning, it's Labor Day. Temperatures mid to upper 40s across the region. Feels like fall in the air, right? You bet. And we'll have our ag weather forecast this hour, our newsmaker segment too. Reminder, because it's Labor Day, no markets today, no mail today. Banks are closed today as well. Coming up, but we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Rural Dairy Expo presents the Golden Age of Dairy, October 1st through the 4th in Madison. Just as sound and technicolor ushered in the golden age of film, so too are modern technologies propelling the dairy industry forward. Consider all the largest dairy-focused trade show in the world offers and connect with industry friends and experts. It's World Dairy Expo in Madison. For more information and to purchase your tickets today, just visit worlddairyexpo.com. That's worlddairyexpo.com.
This is Dairy Radio Now, Milky Monday.
Dave Krasowski, StoneX Dairy Group broker in Chicago. Dave, the July cold storage report was fairly bullish for butter and cheese, though cheese prices took quite a wild ride, jumping last Monday and then falling. What did that say to you?
Yeah, well, the market's trying to figure out where it should be, I think, is what it's saying to me. Total cheese stocks were down 28 million pounds. It all came out of American, 28 million pounds from last year. And they revised June stocks down as well by about 6 million pounds. So, you know, cheese remains tight. We've been making less cheddar all year. We've got a milk supply tightness. And, you know, for 3 months this summer, basically, you know, May, June, July, the spot cheese market stayed in a relatively stable 10-cent trading range around $1.90. That changed in August, and we're over $2. And when that happens, now the market's trying to find that comfortable area. The market wants to find kind of an equilibrium price where we can clear product. We're in the midst of trying to find that. But in the midst of that, you can have 10 and 15-cent swings because, you know, there isn't a tremendous overhang of cheese in the market, and buyers want to get stuff done, but they don't want to have to pay up. If they can take a couple days off, let the market come down a little bit, they will. So there's these pockets of illiquidity on the spot market, which is generally the case, and, you know, we're not finding that place just yet. So the big picture, still very bullish on cheese, generally speaking. The day-to-day stuff, though, can get kind of wonky.
Dave, what's the significance of the huge gap between blocks and barrel?
Well, I think it's representative of what's going on in the country right now, which is that there seems to be more block capacity. There is more block capacity, and there seems to be more blocks available. Barrel cheese, that's been a tighter deal. I don't know if it's fast food chains and quick service restaurants running deals this summer that has tightened that up. You know, there's probably a number of different reasons for it, but the reality of it is, if you talk to anybody in the industry, right now, even on the barrel side, things are tighter. So it's representative of what's going on out there in the country.
And hopefully keeps milk prices strong as they are.
Absolutely. I mean, the fact is the market's going to bounce around. And like I said, the last time we talked, Lee, demand does get a vote. So at some point, you would think that demand could kind of curl up here and go away. But that's just not the season that we're in right now. So I expect more of this back and forth and strong markets, at least through the next few weeks.
Thank you, Dave. Dave Krasowski, StoneX Dairy Group broker in Chicago.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for Feedworks USA. I'm with Matt St. Ange and Adam Siebold of Stewart Shops. Congratulations on your awards here at the great New York State Fair.
Thanks, John. Hey, we're glad to be here.
Tell me what a dairy manager for Stewart Shops does.
So I am in charge of everything on the dairy side, from milk receiving, processing, mixing of ingredients, pasteurizing, and then we run our own blow mold facility as well. And then from those bottles, we fill all of our own bottles and sell exclusively to our shops. We do some outside sales as well, but pretty much exclusively our milk goes to our stores.
Adam, for the listeners who are not familiar with Stewart Shops, give us a little thumbnail sketch of where you're located and how many stores, because you're really growing.
Yes. So at Stewart's, we have 360 convenience stores. The majority are in New York State. We do have about 10 stores in the state of Vermont. We're based out of Saratoga Springs, New York. That's where we have our manufacturing plant, where we manufacture our own dairy, ice cream, and then also we have a central kitchen, food-to-go items that we sell in our own stores as well. We manufacture exclusively for our stores.
Stewart's started about 100 years ago in the Saratoga region. We have our own producers that we work with in the Saratoga, Washington County area, about 20 dairy farms. Very fresh. We're 48 hours minimum from the dairy to the shop shelves.
And Adam, your distribution goes all exclusively through your stores.
Correct. Yes, we're very vertically integrated. So of those farms that are in the immediate vicinity of our plant, we have our own milk inspectors. We have our own bulk milk haulers. Drivers work for Stewart's. We have our own internal lab.
Matt, tell us a little bit about these awards.
So this year we won overall fluid milk. We won best chocolate milk and best flavored milk. You know, the fluid milk awards take into account all of the microbiological aspects, how fresh the milk stays on a store shelf throughout its shelf life. So it's really good representation and commendation of just what we do here at Stewart's.
I'm John Clark with the great folks from Stewart's Shops, traveling the countryside for Feedworks USA.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
Making an Impact, sponsored by Grainger. One Minnesota bus driver had a homeless woman board the bus wearing no shoes, so she stepped in by giving the sneakers on her feet away.
I knew that you're not supposed to drive in your socks. It's a big no-no, but I couldn't help it.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers professional-grade supplies and solutions made for every industry and backed by product experts. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Just call me lonesome, heartbroken then some, 'cause I ain't got no one since you've been my
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange Friday, double-digit gains in the milk markets. October milk up 23 to 22.85. November up 23 to 22.51. December up 20 to 21.78. January up 18 to 20.54. Cheese markets, barrels were up 8 3/4 to 226. 40-pound blocks up 13 1/2 to 221. 2 trade a barrel, 3 trade a block on the day. Cash butter steady at 317. 26 trades on the day. Grade A nonfat dry milk up 2 to 133. 5 trades on the day. Dry whey steady at 56. 2 trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets moved mostly higher on the day on Friday. Live cattle moved higher even though boxed beef prices and cash markets really weren't established. Boxed beef prices were higher for most of the day Friday. That did lead to some support of the live cattle markets, and that led to support in the feeder cattle markets as well. Hog markets were mostly higher as well. The positive export inspections report helping to support prices. August live cattle up 97 cents to 185.85. September feeder cattle up 97 cents to 240.47. October hogs up 5 cents to 82.22. At the Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat all mostly higher. The weather provided mixed signals. Good rains fell in the northwestern corn and soybean belts last week, but hot, dry weather continued in the southern and eastern half of the belt. So look for crop conditions to drop 1 to 2% in this week's weekly crop production update. September corn up 6 1/4 to 378, and new crop 25 up 3 1/4 to 438 3/4. New crop 25 beans up 7 1/2 to 1044 1/2. September wheat up 7 3/4 to 532 3/4. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
You've paid top dollar for that new truck. Protect your investment with a new fabric sprayed-on bedliner from Osseo Plastics and Supply. A fabric bedliner protects your truck from rust and corrosion, and the permanent protective bond protects your truck from scratches. The anti-skid feature keeps your cargo from sliding around. The eye-catching bedliner looks factory installed, conforms to your accessories, and will increase your resale value of your truck. Find out how a fabric sprayed-on bedliner can work for you. Visit osseoplastics.com for more information.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand, cash corn 331, new crop 346, cash beans 925, new crop 925. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 358, October 356, new crop 356. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 353, new crop at 353. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash and new crop corn 346, cash beans 945, new crop 925. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash and new crop corn 351, cash beans 938, new crop 920. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 355, new crop 355, cash beans 945, new crop 940. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 341, new crop 349, cash beans 950, new crop 928. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 174 to 193, Holstein fed cattle 157 to 177, market cows 112 to 136, bulls 136 to 164, calves 205 to 840, beef steers 160 to 420, Holstein steers at 100 to 285. Sheep markets, market lambs 190 and down, light lambs 215 and down, ewes 105 and down, rams 160 and down, goat markets, does 200 and down, bucks 175 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. the way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would, or how much easier it is to move mountains of soil with a 1 Series tractor. We could even go into detail about how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get in the seat or visit a dealer near you.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, I need to print for my business, but I really have to watch the budget.
Staples can print whatever you need, and now you get up to 30% off print purchases. So the more you print,
the more I save?
Right.
So if I print $600 worth of signs,
you save $180.
Ooh, and if I print $1 million worth, I'd save...
No clue, but I'm thinking there are a lot of zeros.
Now at Staples, the more you print, the more you save. Up to 30% off. Plus, you save even more with hundreds of hot deals throughout the store. Ends 9/7, exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
I was feeling the blues. I was watching the news when this fella came on TV. He said, I'm telling you that science has proved that heartaches are healed by the sea. That got me going without even knowing. I'm packed right up and drove down. Now I'm on a roll and I swear to my soul, tonight I'm gonna paint this town. So bring me two piña coladas. I want one for each end. Let's set the sail with Captain Morgan. Oh, and never leave dry land. Hey, troubles, I've forgot 'em. I buried 'em in the sand. So bring me two piña coladas. She said goodbye to her good time and man. Goodbye. Gotta say that the wind and the waves and the moon winking down at me eases my mind by leaving behind the heartaches that love often brings. Now I've got a smile that goes on for miles with no inclination to roam. And I've gotta say that I think I gotta stay, 'cause this is feeling more and more alive. So bring me two piña coladas. I gotta have one for each end. Let's set sail with Captain Morgan. Oh, and never leave dry land. Hey, troubles, I forgot them. I buried them in the sand. So bring me two piña coladas. Said goodbye to her good time and man. Bring,
I'm taking a rush,
bring me two piña coladas.
Yeah,
I want one for each end. Let's all set sail with Captain Morgan. Oh, we never leave dry land.
No troubles, I forgot them.
Troubles, I forgot them.
I buried them in the sand.
I buried them. Sand. So bring me two piña coladas and say hello to her good time and man. Bring me two piña coladas. I gotta have one for each end. Let's all set and sail with Captain Morgan and we will never leave dry land.
Watch them knock you down. It's like you to love them and leave them, just like you love me and left.
with me, it's like you to do that sort of thing over and over again. You're a foolhardy man. I hear you've been asking about me from some of my friends, but you better believe I'm not going through that again. You're the kind of man a woman thinks she can change. Oh, but the only thing changing is my way of thinking, and I'm thinking that maybe someday somebody's gonna give you a lesson in losing. Somebody's gonna do to you what you've been doing, and I hope that I'm around to watch them knock you down. Somebody's gonna give you a lesson in hurting. Somebody's gonna leave you with your fire burning and no way to put it out. Baby, there ain't no doubt you're a foolhardy man. Yeah, you're the kind of man,
you're the kind
a woman thinks she can change, but the only thing changing is my way. Somebody's gonna give you back what you've been given, and I hope that I'm around to watch them knock you down. Oh, it's like you love them and leave them, just like you love me and left me. It's like you to do that sort of thing over and over again. You're a foolhardy man. Somebody's gonna give you a lesson and leave, and somebody's gonna give you back what you've been given.
Go Wabasha Kellogg Falcons from all of us at Rio Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
My old friend lives up in the mountains. He flew up there to paint the world. Is even though interpretation's what I count on, this little picture to me seems blurred. Hard lines and the shadows come easy. I see it all just as clear as a bell. I just can't seem to set my easel to please me. I paint my heaven, but it looks like hell. Your blue might be gray, your less might be more. Your window to the world might be your own front door. And your shiniest day might come in the middle of the night. It's just about right. He says, man, I ain't coming down till my picture is perfect. All the wonder's gone from my eyes, down through my hands and onto the canvas. Still like my vision, but still a surprise. Real life, he says, is the hardest impression. It's always moving, so I let it come through. That, my friend, I say, is the glory of true independence. Just do what you do, what you do, what you do. Yeah. Your blue might be gray, your less might be more. Your window to the world might be your own front door. And your shiniest day might come in the middle of the night. It's just about right.
My old friend came down from the mountain without even looking. He found a little truth. You can go through life with the greatest intentions, but you do what you do, what you just gotta do. Yeah. Your blue might be gray, your less might be more. Your window to the world might be your own front door. And your shiniest day might come in the middle of the night. Your blue might be gray, your less might be more. Your window to the world might be your own front door. And your shiniest day might come in the middle of the night. It's just about right.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins. Will food shoppers see lower prices at the grocery store next year? Gary Crawford has one expert's answer in this report.
Each month, Agriculture Department economists study retail food price data from all over the country. They look at the sales trends and the buying trends, and they issue new forecasts for food prices. And here's the latest one covering all of this year.
Prices for food at home or groceries are predicted to increase by 1.2%. in 2024.
USDA economist Megan Schweitzer says they had been predicting food price inflation this year would only be 1% even, but prices for a couple of key food categories have been higher than expected.
You saw a few categories with larger increases this month, such as beef and veal. Prices rose by 1.8% this month. And egg prices rose by 5.7% this month. So forecasts for those categories in particular ticked up a bit.
Pulling up the average expected grocery store food price inflation rate to 1.2% this year, which would still be the lowest annual food price hike in 6 years, prompting Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack to tell reporters the other day.
The grocery store cost of food is now at an inflation rate of a little over 1%. Which is well below the 20-year average for the inflation rate for food purchased from the grocery store. So I'm fairly confident that we're headed in the right direction.
So again, USDA economists are forecasting grocery store food prices this year to end up only 1.2% higher than 2023. And for next year, shoppers could see food price hikes
slightly lower than what we're predicting for food price increases in 2024.
Megan Schweitzer's pegging grocery store food price inflation this year again at 1.2%.
And 1.1% in 2025.
In fact, Megan says it's possible food prices next year could end up falling below this year's level. It's happened before.
In both 2016 and 2017, food at home prices actually dropped. In 2016, food at home prices dropped by 1.3%, and in 2017, they dropped by 0.2%.
So stay tuned. The food price story next year could be a good one, barring any unexpected shocks to the system.
Hopefully not too many things that nobody's expecting come along.
Hopefully. Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Thanks, Gary. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Alcivia Co-op.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin.
In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
The quiet weather will continue over the next few days in our ag weather forecast. Now, southerly winds will increase through the midweek. Minimum relative humidities are forecast to remain above 40% across the region through the week. Shower and storm chances return Wednesday and Thursday. Mostly sunny throughout the day today, high 71 to 76, relative humidities at 45 to 50%, light winds becoming southwest at 5 to 7. We'll see about 12 hours of sunshine. Tonight, clear, lows 49 to 54, relative humidities at 88 to 93%, south winds at 5 to 7. For Tuesday, sunshine, high 73 to 78, relative humidities at 46 to 51%, south winds at 7 to 12, about 10 hours of sunshine. For Wednesday, mostly sunny, high 75 to 80. Thursday, partly sunny, a chance of a shower or storm, high 75 to 80. Friday, sunshine, a slight chance of a shower or storm, high 65 to 70. And for Saturday, mostly sunny, cooler, highs 60 to 65.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
November 21st, 2021. The Waukesha Christmas Parade attack, a holiday celebration, turned deadly. Daryl Brooks drove his SUV into the Waukesha crowd, targeting as many people as possible. Brooks injured dozens and killed six, including an eight-year-old child. It never should have happened. Just days earlier, Brooks was arrested for trying to run over his girlfriend, but he was released on just $1,000 bail. Senator Tammy Baldwin voted against increased funding for pretrial detention of violent criminals like Daryl Brooks, making it easier for these criminals to terrorize our communities. Call Senator Baldwin, 608-264-5338. Urge her to support S-3919, the Keep Violent Criminals Off Our Streets Act. Because violent criminals belong behind bars. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
Once fall rolls around, many people think yard work is done for the year. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Fall is actually the best time for lawn care, so it awakens healthy in the spring as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of successful farming podcasts. The Successful Farming Podcast goes in depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer Podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Every fall, it takes us a long time to get the leaves raked up because some trees drop them earlier than others. Leonard Perry is an extension horticulturist at the University of Vermont. He says unless leaves are finely shredded, it's important to get them off the lawn so they don't mat down and smother the grass. This also allows you to do other lawn maintenance to get it ready for winter. High on your list should be mowing, fertilizing, and watering if the grass is dry.
Mowing is one of the things I see misunderstood or abused in lawns. Like during the season, you want to mow high. And high means about 2 to 3 inches. You want to keep mowing as long as the grass is growing. And the last mowing, when you think it's going to be toward the end, you can mow a bit lower, so down to about 2 inches.
Grass will benefit from watering before winter. Perry suggests soaking it with about 1 inch per week. Yards often become compacted over the summer, so fall is the time to aerate. This can be as simple as walking around with spikes on your shoes, or you can rent an aerator to loosen up the soil and let it breathe.
Then once you've aerated, that's a good time to overseed over the top and again keep that watered in. If you have bare spots, fall is a great time to do that too, because the weeds are kind of slowed down, they kind of shut down for the year. So it's a good time for the grass to get established without that weed pressure that you have in the spring and early summer.
If weeds have taken over, this is a good time for spot control. Weeds prepare for winter by drawing nutrients from leaves into their roots. They'll also draw herbicides into the root system, killing them more effectively. Perry advises doing a soil test and then, if needed, apply a quick-release nitrogen fertilizer to strengthen the lawn for winter. You'll find more tips for fall lawn care at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
The country music you grew up with. Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
We went together, decided it should be forever. Two paychecks were better than one, a diamond ring, and it was done. Bought her a house like I said I would, in a subdivided neighborhood. The views got short and the nights got long. It was over long gone before I knew where I was headed to. I'm going through the Big Bend, don't mean Dallas. I can't believe what the judge had to tell us. I got the Jeep, she got the palace. I'm going through the Big Bend, don't mean Dallas. Things like this are never final. I'm still paying on the vinyl. Flooring in the laundry room, it's multicolored and waterproof. A little bit tough to face my friends, the ones that said that I jumped in the river of love a little too soon. That was August, now this is June, and it's a different tune. I'm going through the Big Bend, don't mean Dallas. I can't believe what the judge had to tell us. I got the Jeep, she got the palace. I'm going through the Big Bend, don't mean Dallas. The two-bedroom mortgage is due, side and light blue palace. Now I'm going through the Big Bend, don't mean Dallas. Now I'm going through the Big Bend, don't mean Dallas.